Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 15 of the Best News Ever podcast.
She's so sing-songy all the time.
I'm Tina Ryan.
I'm Sammo. Hi, good to see you. Welcome back to another episode of Best News Ever podcast.
I'm very excited about today's topic.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's, I look at it differently now. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about tithing.
Yes, we are. Because it was requested on our comment section. So we're going to divert a little bit away from the sequence of the classes that we do in Shincheonji to talk about this.
Okay. But before that, I think it's your turn to read us the email that came in.
No, even before that,
oh,
we need to tell people about the seminars that are happening.
Oh my goodness, yeah. That's right.
Not too long ago, Chairman Lee was the one himself going to key cities in Korea and doing these seminars. And now, as of this recording anyway, today I think is the first day of the seminars that the tribe leaders might be doing. I'm not sure if they're all going to be doing this, but the first speaker will be the Andrew tribe leader. Because yes, in Shincheonji, there are 12 tribes and there are tribe leaders for each tribe. And the title for this new round of seminars is Revealing the Fulfilled Reality of Revelation, the New Covenant.
Wow. So again, that's going to be on YouTube if you're not going to catch it live.
On all, like, and it's on YouTube in many different languages.
Oh, yeah.
So you can pick one that works for you. And we really hope you guys check it out.
Please. And verify for yourselves.
Like, is there really anything more fascinating than prophecies fulfilling? Just even outside of a religious context, right? You know how before, parang you'd hear about people like Nostradamus and...
Madame Auring.
Madame Auring. Prophecy ba yun? Hindi. But fine, in the neighborhood of, you know, yes, he the future, and like, you know, diba? Parang it's so fascinating.
And what fascinates me the most is yun nga, biblical perspective to, kasi at some point lahat naman tayo may paniniwala. Eh biglang ba't ganun, diba? Ngayong na-fulfill na yung iba. Parang
ayaw maniwala.
Ayaw na maniwala. Yeah. Ayaw, ba nasan ka ba, girl? Diba?
That's true. No, but I mean, so, I think maybe because we have been doing the Bible classes and we've been in the church now, not very long, but I suppose like this language isn't new to us anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm just wondering, like, are we desensitized to this stuff when we hear, like, prophecies fulfilling? Because I would just think it is the most amazing thing like when you hear it, right?
Pre-Bible classes, I would be like, uy, second coming na, lagot, hala. Diba? Ano ba? Second coming na, wala ka pang ginagawa. Mga ganun. Ngayon, parang, okay, wow, it is really happening. And I can't believe I'm part of it somehow, and then I'm trying to keep my
the covenant.
Yeah, yeah. Diba? So it's just wala lang. Natatawa lang ako minsan.
Okay, let's start with that email. bestnewseverpodcast@gmail.com is the email address. And this one begins with good day, as it is always day in the Best News Ever podcast. And in Shincheonji, you can call me Keon, and I have been watching you since the Narrow Door podcast, and I'm a big Dorito. That was a nickname that we gave to our listeners back
then.
And
now it's Good Samaritas.
Yes. Man, Dorito was cute though, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It was.
Okay, I have been a member of the church for a decade now, and for that, I am well delighted that someone like the two of you are now with heaven and eternal life and started the Best News Ever podcast. I was there in the very beginning, so I can say that the people's skepticism about Shincheonji was high even back then. So I can say the people who are spreading what we teach and promoting God's wisdom is like finding a needle in a haystack. So I hear... I think Shincheonji in the Philippines started 10 years ago.
Oh.
So someone like Keon is someone who's been there since day one.
Ooh, I wonder what it was like.
I know. It must have been really challenging, you know? Okay, to continue with the email. Admittedly, I can say that I almost went down that road, believing the rumors and being in my early 20s back then. It was very easy to be tempted and to just go on with my life and avoid all that drama. Oh, man, in your 20s. Imagine dealing with this stuff in your 20s. And we've talked about this on the
Tina
show.
Tina left the group.
Right? Ooh. Okay. But once I opened my heart to the word, I felt a satisfaction that was never once quenched. Really, the revealed word is at work, and it is not just sleight of hand cultic work that our accusers say. So therefore, 10 years passed, I have a career outside as a part-time DJ and visual what? Graphic designer. I wonder if he's like a dugs,
dugs, dugs, maybe like dugs. A squeaky, squeaky DJ.
Or
like
do you think he's a DJ like you're a DJ, like at a radio station?
We'll find out. We don't know,
but that's cool. He says, I have the most beautiful soon-to-be wife, and all of it is because I stick by my convictions to let the word prove his truth, not just going by what others allege us to be without any personal proof. I don't know if this is worth reading on a podcast. All I want to share to the listeners is there are people trusting in the word inside Shincheonji for 10 years now in the Philippines, and we can tell you the truth never disappoints. So come and learn for yourselves now.
Oh, I like that ending.
That's how he ends the email. I feel a little abandoned. Like there's no like, thank you.
Bye, Sam and Tina.
Goodbye.
I think I like that ending.
Take care. Mm-hmm. But that's just me. Keon, thank you very much for this letter. I mean, number one, amazing that you've been keeping this faith life for 10 years and at such a young age. Again, Tina and I talk about this all the time. We don't know how we would have fared if we were called to this much, much earlier in our lives.
Oh, siguro lagi akong nasa ano, office ni instructor. Feeling ko talaga. Lagi ako, hoy, tinaraan, halika rito. Feeling ko talaga. Kung nung 20s,
goodness. A part of me feels a little sad that I came to this understanding and this church a little later in life. But a part of me is also very happy that I got to do everything that I wanted to do. Like all the kalokohan. And then we came to this and like we're chill now. But amazing. And really happy you're still here. And to hear that you have a very productive life doing what you do
outside the church is amazing.
And also soon to be wife, congratulations.
Yay.
That's amazing. So of course it's worth reading. Every single email that comes to our inbox is worth reading. So please keep sending them over. bestnewseverpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, Keon.
Yes, Keon. Thank you so much.
So let's get to that exciting topic.
Yeah, tithing. Because somebody left on the comment section about tithing.
I was already tithing in the Catholic Church.
Good for you.
But
and this is 10% talaga, ha?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I did not really know what the Bible said about it. I just knew that it was something that you did. And I really tried to do that, giving 10%. But I think looking back now, what I can say is that there was no documentation on this in some of the churches that I went, because I think what I did before was I wouldn't always go to the same church.
Yeah.
Sometimes I would have plans for that day, and so I would plan the church around my schedule, and that would lead me to a different church. And
so there's no record of it, basically.
Yeah, there's no record. And so I think I did have that thought in the back of my mind where, okay, I'm not 100% sure if this money is going to go to the proper hands to be used in what it's supposed to be used for. But I think even back then, my thought process was, well, you know what? God sees everything.
Yeah.
And if somehow somebody in the middle decides to use it for something else, then he'll get what's coming for him because of that. In that kind of thing.
Good luck, karma na lang.
Parang ganon.
Okay.
But yeah, that was my experience with tithing prior to coming to Shincheonji.
Okay, yeah. Tithing is, I know of it, never practiced it. You wouldn't call what I gave before tithing kasi hindi 10%.
But
offerings na lang. Yeah, I did a lot of that. But never the 10%, because again, I never really knew the importance of it until I studied in Shincheonji. And I knew you were like laughing at me last time, diba? Or like,
because I caught her putting that envelope into the box.
Oh, kasi kaya talaga, I think you heard me say, God, may utang pa ako sa'yo. No, because, and then what I also like is, In church, they encourage us to, di ba, give cheerfully. And then I've never, siyempre, nun sa mas dati, mag-aabot lang ako dun sa basket dadaan, di ba? now I'm like praying. I don't know what I was praying for the other day, but sinabi ko lang, Lord, babawi ako. But I guess now my attitude with tithing is much different. I feel like I have a lifetime of making up to do because now it's a clear understanding to me, at least, na pag di ka nag-tithe, it's like you're robbing God.
That is what the Bible says.
Exactly.
Yeah. But why? You know, let's take it back to why that is, why God commands us to tithe, because He does. It is a command in the Bible. Mm-mm. And also just, I suppose, how we feel about it. Because basically the idea, even before it being a command, for me anyway, is like when you come to the belief now that yes, number one, God is real. Mm. And, you know, I think a lesson like what we discussed in the prior episode really helps in something like that. Uh-uh. Because when you can have now 100% certainty that God exists and that He's working and He's alive and He's the creator, right? He gives you everything that you need.
And I think the least you can do is be grateful and give back.
Yeah. Uh-uh. So when you can kind of build a practice like that in an understanding and faith that is certain and based in the Word of God, it does become easier.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, the idea is that God is the creator. Everything that we have comes from Him. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that we can show our gratitude and also just give back the glory to God is to offer back 10% of what He has given us in the first place.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And what is a tenth?
Exactly.
My gosh, I think we can all agree that we've spent more than a tenth on coffee alone.
Oh my, coffee is so expensive these days. It is ridiculous.
Speaking of coffee, thank you, Direct Attaboy. Everyone at Vero Media, we're so spoiled here. Thank you naman sa pagkape ni Direk.
Thank you. But diba, yeah, we could easily spend that money on a meal.
I love what you said about, you know, having that certain faith. It makes it easier to obey. Because before, medyo, wala na nga akong trabaho. Ano ba yan? Magbibigay pa.
Ayan, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Ganun yung attitude ko.
Yeah. If you find yourself in a maybe slightly more challenging situation,
financially,
it's easy to slip and say like, no, but I need this money. I think God will understand the man. Or,
okay, I hear that. I still hear that.
But then when you have a clear understanding of what God says and why we do it, yun nga, it becomes now, parang, it becomes a priority now for you to want to keep that stuff.
Yeah, and you become a cheerful giver pa.
Which, the Bible says, God loves. You know, God loves a cheerful giver. Oh nga naman, I mean, who wants to give? Who wants to receive something na parang you're like begrudgingly giving it to
kasi
them?
Kasi nagbigay ka pa, galit ka naman.
Exactly. Diba? Exactly.
I love the fact that in Chinchinji, we're very open. It's recorded.
Everything that we give as tithe, and you can also give offerings if you'd like. All that stuff is recorded. And so if you wanted to kind of look back at your tithing history, you can do that. But I think other churches do that also. I'm not sure if it's like a universal practice.
Let's just talk about how tithing, since becoming members, change your life? Because I have a very good experience with it.
I think, honestly, for me, even when I was tithing prior to coming to Shincheonji, it was for me an exercise in trusting God. Mm. As you do it more, and I think that is something that's amazing with God also, is like God will like keep building that relationship with you and show you little by little, like, hey, I'm here. I'm real.
God will replenish everything back.
I will provide for you. I will give you everything that you need and more.
My gosh, nung pandemic lang, diba?
What's your experience?
My gosh, dark times. We didn't know when the industry was gonna open up, when the events are coming back. Munting na kami magutom.
That was rough.
Diba? But I guess obviously my journey began during the pandemic, and you know, somehow God provided. I mean, it wasn't like before, but nabuhay ako through a series of podcasts that I was just like, OMG, I know it's not enough to feed a family and I shouldn't complain, but the fact that he gave it to me mm-hmm. is talagang, it's a proof that he exists. It's different. Now I'm really making sure na nabayaran na if I put in the proper tithing.
Yeah.
Kasi talagang wala akong alam sa accounting. Minsan nga, di ba rin ang sumobra, wag lang magkulang. Like, you know, last week I asked for a record. You know, and I told them, oh, it's not that I'm doubting that if you paid or not. It's just I want to make sure that I'm tithing properly.
Okay.
Oh, yun ako ngayon.
I think that's really good. And you've mentioned this to me too. I don't know if we said it in a recording, but you've definitely told me many times, you know, in our personal conversations that every time you have a job, the first thing you think is like, I can tithe. Yeah. And it's exciting. You know, you're so happy.
It's just because I wasted, you know, I just look back. This is the first time in my life that I'm actually being grateful. And in this way, I think it's the only way I could, this is the only way I can give back and show him that, I'm very grateful that I have a lifetime of making up to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
this is how grateful Tina is. She's actually trying to make up for all the years that she wasn't tithing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you like, I don't know, going a little over?
No, then... I'm super behind.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm still super behind, but at least now, pag meron, talagang okay, as soon as I get it,
yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Minsan nga, kunyari, di pa dumarating, pero alam ko bukas darating, ina-advance ko na pag may laman, yeah. Diba? Ganun.
Good. That's amazing. The teaching really in Shincheonji is, number one, you have to prepare for it. Hindi siya yung parang in the moment, you know, like whatever you feel like giving or whatever, you do have to prepare it with care in advance. And then, of course, give with a joyful heart.
And speaking of in advance, mm-hmm. did you know that I offered my, I did my offerings in advance for the rest of the year. Kasi hindi ko lang kung kailan ako. No, and it's nothing major. But I just like, habang meron. Kahit this amount lang, I did it na in advance.
I think, I have no doubt that God is so pleased with a heart like that.
Yeah, but I bought something that I should have just given. Biglang ganun. I bought this pair of shoes. Minsan naiisip ko.
We can buy stuff?
Dapat binigay ko na lang. Hello, wala nang ako mapaglagay ng sapatos. Nakita mo naman
ba? I don't think God doesn't want us to enjoy material things either.
Oh, trust me. God wants me to stop buying shoes. He does. Believe me. He's probably going to give me a sign later.
Okay. Yeah, but I just wanted to also kind of talk about this because I think maybe some people think that when you are now someone who is in the faith and you're a believer, suddenly you're not allowed to enjoy anything anymore.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, or it's that just, God is like withholding material things from you. And I don't think that's true. I think it's actually a life of abundance even.
I just...
But yes, we have a problem with shoes. Okay.
Yeah.
I acknowledge this.
Yeah, there's a slight of addiction when it comes to shoes.
Okay. All right.
Yon. Okay.
Awareness is half the battle. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Anyways.
Okay. So what else are we told about tithing? Yes. To prepare it well. Give with a joyful heart. Voluntarily. Uh-huh. And also to be honest. But you know... More than the church telling us that stuff, for me, again, it's God. You know, God naman sees everything.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Diba?
Maya ka naman.
Oh, hindi na church yung niloloko mo. Si God yung niloloko mo. So, why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
If we go a little deeper, again, tithing is a command that comes from God, you know, where He commands in the Old Testament the people to offer a tenth of...
whatever they have.
Yeah. To God. But
nung first coming, nung Old Testament, ang hirap siguro mag-tithe, no? Kung ilang...
Like, how do you measure your grains? Parang ganun.
O ilang kilo ng kamote ang... ilang kilo ng kamote ang tumubo. Ganun.
Yeah. But, you know, it goes even beyond the Old Testament times because you actually see, like, Cain and Abel giving an offering to God as well.
Diba? Yung mga ano nila, livestocks ba nila?
Yeah. And I think it's just a proper relationship. Again, if you believe in God, that He is the creator, and that He has given you everything that you have, the proper relationship is also now just to give glory and give gratitude by offering it back to Him. A portion of it.
The same way with our parents, diba? Hey, you know what? They provided.
Yeah.
And so what do we do when we have... I don't have a lot, so I haven't been able to give my mom a house and a lot, diba? But the little things that we do for them because we're grateful.
I think that's a really good point. Mm-mm. And I think it also comes with maturity. Mm-mm. Diba? I mean, when we were young and we were in the position to be taken care of, then really it was just about us. Uh-uh. But then when you grow up a little bit and you're able to now earn a little bit.
Mature believer. Diba? We go back to that episode.
That's true. We talked about that. Uh-uh. But yeah, it's really like something, it's really just a matter of your heart of now wanting to, in gratitude, give something back.
I think bottom line, ang tao naman, marunong naman tayo mag-give back. Mm-mm. But the Bible really says a tenth.
Uh-uh.
Because yun yung command. Let's talk about where the tithing goes.
Ooh, diba? Okay. Yeah. And I think this is like true for all churches naman. Yeah, uh-uh. At least that it's where it should be going anyway. It's the uh-uh. reason why these tithes and offerings are collected. Is because number one, you need to manage and maintain the church facility.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-uh. We have workers to pay.
That's right. Uh-uh. Not necessarily, yeah, pay, I suppose, but more like we have workers who are like full time.
Volunteers.
Yeah. Uh-uh. Some of them are like, if you're not full time, what are you?
Part time.
I was going to say half time.
Halftime Super Bowl? Like, basketball ba to dai?
So we have workers who are like full-time. Some of them are part-time. They need support. So wherever we can support them with the tithes that are collected, it goes to that. Evangelism. Yes, uh-oh. Of course. We do a lot of activities, events, and whatever money we need to do stuff like that. Basically, expanding the kingdom of God.
I like that. Mm-hmm. My gosh. Kanina pa bang kingdom ang i-expand mo?
Exactly. Oh. Diba? Okay. So, I suppose, well, I hope our discussion gives our listener who asked for us to talk about tithing some insight on what is taught to us in Shincheonji about tithing, how we practice it, why we practice it. Mm-hmm. And just on a personal note for me, I think tithing is an exercise in detaching myself from material things, you know, from money.
From shoes,
you know. The Bible says that money is the root of all kinds of evil. Mm-hmm. And so, I have to say, sometimes I feel like, ooh, okay, that hurts a little bit. But, you know, knowing that God promises to give me 100-fold, 1,000-fold back, and in that part of the Bible where it says, by not tithing that you are robbing God, he actually says to test him on this, that if you do tithe, then I will pour out so much blessings that you wouldn't even have space to store it.
Oh my gosh, that means I would have more shoes.
Oh no! Oh no!
Yes!
But yeah, I mean, just things like that. You know, again, trusting in the promises of God, and you don't want to be attached to that stuff anyway. So it's that.
And I think what tithing taught me is to be a cheerful giver.
Yeah.
It's like, I love giving back now.
Yeah. Uh-uh. And again, it's because we experience how it comes back to us, right? Mm-hmm. I think we talked about tithing from like our perspective and, you know, how we feel doing it and all that. But, and I think just to take it back to God's perspective as well, obviously, God doesn't need anything from us. He owns everything. Mm-hmm. But I think this is how He sees our hearts. You know, how does He check on our hearts? If we are able to give a little portion of what is so necessary for us really to live, mm-hmm. then I think that's very pleasing to Him. So that is one way that
Amen
we can show
to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That we love Him and that we are grateful and all that. So again, I hope this discussion helps you, our listener, in the comment section. And
I'm going to go and calculate what I owe Him. Bye.
If she can get out of her like pile of shoes to do it. But anyway, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of the Best News Ever podcast. Reminding you once again of the seminars that are going on.
The new ones.
Yes. Shincheonji is testifying right now that the prophecies that are in the book of Revelation and the four gospels have been fulfilling. And you can listen to it with a Bible, check all this stuff out for yourself.
Verify.
Verify, our favorite word, verify. And if you would like to hear more and do like a legitimate course, you can do that for absolutely free, BiblePrayerConnection.com, or just watch a bunch more videos too if you'd like.
Yeah. And don't forget to check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just Google. Podcast. Mm-hmm. Podcast. Okay. All right. Let's say bye.
Bye.